वासुदेवायो ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवायो ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवायो श्रीमद्भागवतम् नाइन्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 18 सेक्स बॉडी जद्रुवाच येदरसास्थापरा प्राप्त तव अभिजीवा सुखम ग्राम्य वैदृष्ण नईति पुरुष ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जदु रिप्लाइड माय डियर फादर यू हैव ऑलरेडी अचीव्ड ओल्ड एज ऑल्दो यू ऑल्सो वेर ए यंग मैन बट आई डू नॉट वेलकम योर ओल्ड एज इन वैलिडिटी फॉर अनलेस वन एंजॉय मेटीरियल हैप्पीनेस वन कैन नॉट अटेन प्रिनंसिएशन purport by Srila Prabhupada. Renunciation of material enjoyment is the ultimate goal of human life. Therefore, the Varnashrama institution is most scientific. It aims at giving one the facility to turn home back to Godhead, which one cannot do without completely renouncing all connections with the material world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajananumukhasya. One wants to go back home, back to Godhead, must be niskinchana, free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Brahmani upasamasrayam. Unless one is fully renounced, one cannot engage in devotional service or stay in Brahman. Devotional service is rendered on Brahman platform. Therefore, unless one attains the Brahman platform or spiritual platform, one cannot engage in devotional service. Or in other words, the person engaged in devotional service is already in Brahman platform. Mancha jogya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan srajita naitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Bhagavad Gita says, one engages in devotional service, don't fall down any circumstances. At once, transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. If one attains devotional service, therefore he is suddenly liberated. Generally, unless one enjoys material happiness, one cannot attain renunciation. Varnashrama, therefore, gives the opportunity for gradual elevation. Jadudi, son of Maharaj Jadati, explained that he was unable to give up his youth, for he wanted to use it to attain the renounce order in the future. Maharaj Jadu was different from his brothers. As stated in the next verse, Tarvasya-chodita-pitraha druhi-shanusya-bhārata kṛtya-sakhyo-adharma-gyan. Maharaj Jadu's brothers refused to accept their father's proposal because they were not completely aware of dharma. To accept orders that follow religious principles, especially the orders of one's father, is very important. Therefore, when the brothers of Maharaj Jadu refused their father's order, this was suddenly irreligious. Maharaj Jadu's refusal, however, was religious. As stated in the 10th canto, Jadus Dharma Sridasya, Maharaj Jadu was completely aware of principles of dharma, religion. The ultimate principle of religion is to engage oneself in devotional service to the Lord. Maharaj Jadu was very eager to engage himself in Lord's service, but there was an impediment. During youth, the material desire to enjoy material senses is suddenly present. And unless one fully satisfies these lusty desires in youth, there is a chance of one's being disturbed in rendering service to the Lord. We have actually seen many sannyasis who accepted sannyasa prematurely, not having satisfied their material desires, fall down, because they are destroyed. Why do you accept sannyas prematurely? Foolishness. Therefore, the general process is to go through grihastha life and vanaprastha life, finally come to the sannyas and devote oneself completely to service of Lord. Maharaj Jadu was ready to accept his father's order and exchange youth for old age, because he was confident that the youth taken by his father would be returned. But because this exchange would delay his complete engagement in devotional service, he didn't want to accept his father's old age, for he was eager to achieve freedom from this bondage. Moreover, among the descendants of Jadu would be Lord Krishna. Therefore, because Jadu, as he got to see Lord's appearance in his dynasty, as soon as possible, Jadu refused to accept his father's proposal. This was not irreligious, however, because Jadu's purpose was to serve the Lord. Because Jadu was a faithful servant of the Lord, Lord Krishna appeared in his dynasty, as confirmed by Prayers of Kunti. Jadu priyo syanvaye bhaye. Jadu was very dear to Krishna, who was therefore eager to descend in Jadu's dynasty. In conclusion, Maharaj Jadu should not be considered adharmajna, ignorant of religious principles, as the next verse designates his brothers. He was like the four Sanakas, Chatushama, who refused to order, refused the order of their father Brahma for the sake of a better cause. Because the four Kumaras wanted to engage themselves completely in the service of the Lord as Brahmacharis, their refusal to obey their father's order was not irreligious. Brahmacharya ashram, first ashram, next will Grihastha ashram, then next will sannyasa, Vanaprastha ashram, then next will sannyasa. You know, is it? This gradual development, opportunity for gradual development, you know, to jump like that. Those who take sannyas prematurely, Prabhupada said, we have practical experience, Prabhupada said. We have practical experience. Those who have taken premature sannyas, we have seen they have fallen down. They have fallen, isn't it? Premature. They have fallen. They fall down. Yes. Here Prabhupada said, they fall down. In his very elaborate purport, Prabhupada has given what is dharma, what is adharma, how Jadu's refusal is supported by dharma, whereas the refusal of his other brothers are not supported by dharma. Prabhupada has explained in his purport, very elaborately. Here Prabhupada says, prematurely, taken sannyas, they have fallen down, Because they have this desire for sense enjoyment is not satisfied. Yes, not satisfied. Yes, we have actually seen that many sannyasis are so sannyas prematurely, not having satisfied their mental desires, fall down because they are disturbed. Yes. They are disturbed. There is an impediment. Maharaj Jadu was very eager to engage in the Lord's service, but there was an impediment. What is the impediment? During youth, the material desire to enjoy the material sense is certainly present. And unless one fully satisfies lusty desires in youth, there is a chance of one's being disturbed, rendering service to the Lord. We have actually seen many sannyasis who have accepted sannyas prematurely, not having satisfied their material desires, fall down, because they are disturbed. Therefore, the general process is to go through first Brahmacharya, then Brahmacharya ashram, then Grihastha, then Vanaprastha, finally sannyas. But another point is also here. It's also discussed in this chapter. Nandatu kama kamanam puhugena samyati avisa krishna prema bhuya bhavivardhate. It's also there. This will come up. The more you give enjoyment to your senses, more they will demand. Yes. They will never be satisfied. I'm satisfied. Another point is there. If you pour ghee in the blazing fire, the fire will never be extinguished. Rather it will become more ablaze and demand, give me more ghee, more ghee, more ghee. Similarly, the more you give enjoyment to your material senses, the more they will demand. They will never be satisfied. What is the question of satisfaction? This is also their teaching here. The Lord is now requesting his sons who are young, already attained youth.
Huh?
To exchange his oldest for their youth. Huh? Everybody is refusing. Elder son Zadar, why you refuse? He is explaining. Then his younger brothers all refused. Huh? No, we can't. Isn't it? It's all the same. My dear father, you have already achieved old age. Huh? Two wives. He had two wives, one Devadani and another Sarmishta. Huh? Enjoyed sex so much. Huh? Already sons were produced. From Devadani he produced Jadu and Purbusu, two sons. They are young men now. And from Sarmishta he produced three sons, Druva, Anu and Pur. Five sons of young men, already enjoyed sex. And they are so young men, still not satisfied. Where is satisfaction? When his father-in-law Sugrādhārya cursed him, he became old and invalid. So he became old and invalid. Then he said, sinlessly said, my sexual desire is not satisfied. Isn't it? Mr. Allen. No! Mr. Allen had one wife previously. Already produced one son, or how many children? One son. So many times enjoyed sex, isn't it? So many times already enjoyed sex. They're not satisfied. Yes. Huh? It's Jadati is the thought. Too wide. Not satisfied. So sincere is there. Now he asking for exchange. He is in such. He is dissatisfied. Still thinking to marry. Yeah. He is dissatisfied. Complaining about his wife. Yes. So practical, Baba, practical. So dissatisfied. Now that kama kama ni upahogena samyati habisa krusam vasneva huyam. Bhagavata Jadatin says, this curved letter, his youngest son, Puru, will be willing. Then he exchanged. His youngest son, Puru, accepted older than valid of his father and gave his youth. Then Jadati enjoyed. There were only hundreds of years, still no satisfaction. No satisfaction, very satisfaction. Here comes, in this perfect terms, you see. There is an impediment during the youth material desire to enjoy material senses, certainly present. Unless one fully satisfies the lost desires in youth, there is a chance of one's being disturbed in rendering service to the Lord. We have actually seen that many sannyasis who have accepted sannyas prematurely, not having such other material desires, thrown down because they are disturbed. So where is satisfaction? Prabhupada says, in the youth there will be satisfaction. There is no satisfaction at all. How will you be satisfied? This question come up. No lāt kāma kāma nu bhoge na samyati avisā krishna bhakti eva huya veva vivarta te. If you pour ghee in the blazing fire, never be extinguished. Rather, it becomes more blessed. Similarly, the more you stress enjoyment to your senses, they will never be satisfied. They will demand more. Then, very satisfaction. So why this thing is said here? And again, that thing will come out as apparent contradiction. Apparently contradiction, isn't it? But there is no contradiction. It's apparent contradiction. Understand my point in language? Here Prabhupada says, in the youth they are not satisfied, prematurely let go for now, then later we see they fell down because that is enjoyment, desire for enjoyment. Huh? This material enjoyment is a sexual enjoyment, it's not such fight. They give up Danda, then again cut up another woman. This is going on. What is this nonsense? Sannyasa ashram is the topmost ashram. Brahmacharya ashram, first ashram, Brahmacharya ashram, next comes Grihastha, then comes Vanaprastha, then comes Sannyasa, topmost ashram. Again, after Sannyasa, again, return to Grihastha. What is this? Is it a Vanaprastha ashram dharma? Are you following? Why is this apparent contradiction? It's apparent contradiction, but no contradiction at all. It's one percent. One should understand one, because he has experience. Yes, I have enjoyed it. I know what is this. Huh? There is one saying in our Odia, Dillika laddu do khaya upastaya, do na khaya uvipastaya. There's a saying in our Odia, Dillika laddu do khaya upastaya, na khaya upastaya. Dillika laddu means a very cheating thing. Big man. And if you squeeze, little. The whole thing hollow. And looks very nice. Oh, so big. One was eaten Dillika laddu, he laments. One was not eaten, he laments. Yes, Dillika laddu. Sexual enjoyment is a Dillika laddu. One was enjoyed, he laments. Not enjoyed, he laments. Yes. Yes, what is that? I haven't enjoyed. Let me enjoy first. When he enjoys, he laments. Oh! One has not enjoyed, he laments. Oh, what is that? Let me enjoy. So one has enjoyed and become gross and enjoyed what is sexual. What is sexual? Enjoyment. And what is this? Reaction is consequence, Baba. He should lament. No more. No more, Baba. No more. No more. This is this. So he should get an experience. Therefore he should give up this desire. No more. I sooner develop this desire again. To gain that experience. Then he'll become completely desireless. He's calm. Develop. Then he's eligible for Vanaprastha Sannyas. Otherwise, not eligible. He's not satisfied. The more you give enjoyment, more the demand. Then you have already experienced. You have already experienced. What is that? Why is all this aspect? Now, getting lashes, crying, Maharaj. All night I am crying, crying, crying. My life is my wife is kicking me, kicking me, kicking me. Very good, nice experience now you gained, isn't it? Yes. This Dillika laddu is eating Dillika laddu now. Experience, what is it? Very good to eat? Practical experience, again experience for it. Then no more, no more, no more. Understand? No more, no more. Therefore, brahmachari life means, what is brahmachari? First life is brahmachari life. That we have seen. 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Krishna says to Uddhava, Varnasana dharma is most scientific. Why? Viral should be strictly followed. First ashram is brahmachari ashram. One must become brahmachari in Guru Gruha. Strictly brahmachari. What is? What is the purpose? What is the rules, regulations, brahmachari life? Have you become brahmachari? Have you become brahmachari? No, you have not become brahmachari. You have? No. You have? Nobody has become brahmachari. Therefore, this thing took place. First is brahmachari ashram. Next comes Grihastha ashram. Krishna says, Vidyam prapyanu purvad janma payanayanam dijaha Dasan Guru Kuledamko Brahmadhi Tasahuta. You understand? First is Brahmachari, Nochadya Ashrama, is go to Guru Gruha. Stay in Guru Gruha, Guru Ashram. That is known as Brahmachari. Guru does purificatory ceremony. same types of purificatory ceremonies are there, Dasarija Sanskara, beginning from Garbhadhana to Upanayana. Understand? Garbhadhana to Upanayana, 10 types. And Guru does that Sanskara, that purificatory ceremony. Gives you second bath, Dvija. I was saying, first bath, Sukra, Sukra Janma, from the semina of the father. That is first bath. Second bath in Guru Guha. Guru gives the second bath. Making purificatory ceremony, gives second bath, then one becomes Dvija. Do you understand? Was gotten second bath is Dvija. Guru does all 10 samskaras, garbhadhana, unshavana, simantanayana, jatakarma, niskamana, namakarana, paustika karma, annaprasana, sudakarana, upanayana, last is upanayana, 10 samskaras are there. You understand? So, one brahmachari got upanayana, 10 samskaras, stayed in Guru Guruha, dhamamuna sampanna dhiradhyana. That ashrama, in that ashrama, one should learn how to control one's senses and mind. Is dhamamuna sampanna. Understand? That training is given. How to control one's mind and senses and read Veda. Guru teaches Veda. This is the essence of all Veda, is Upanishad, is Bhagavatam. Guru teaches it. Yes. Do you understand? This is Brahmacharya. Acharya mam vijaniyam nam manneet kanchit namartyavadya sveta sarva deva vaya guru. Krishna says, that acharya, that guru, is matsvarup, manifestation of me. Doesn't understand? My manifestation. That means, is my prakash vigraha, vibhavas. Don't think him as an ordinary human being, mortal being. Don't think. If you think like that, then you commit abharava. Sarva deva maya. All demigods are there, present in the person of Guru. Do you understand? You should not see Guru in your material vision. He's like us. Adimartya is not an ordinary human being. He's representative of Lord. Krishna says, Matsvarup, Mangvijanyam, he's as good as myself. This is what Sishya should think of his Guru. Sayam Pratrupanya Vaikyam Tasmi Nivedayat Yachanyanapyanna Jnatam Upajunjita Sanjataha. This is the duty of Brahmachari. He'll get up early in the morning, take bath, then he'll go out and collect some bhikkha for Guru. That Brahmachari is duty. And return in the evening. Whatever he has collected, he'll give everything to Guru. Because this, that's Guru's due. Understand? Not your due. If I have collected 100 rupees, $100, then you give $95 and keep $5 for you. No. Every cent person gurus, that's gurus. Understand? Yes. Whatever alms you collected, give everything to Guru. Only in the morning he has gone, now returning in the evening. You see, not eating anything. No eat. What you have collected, give everything to Guru. Then Guru will give something alike, take this thing and eat. Then he will eat, otherwise he cannot eat. Brahmachari, alike. Guru has not given me anything to eat, how can I eat? This is so strict life, Brahmachari. Thereby one practices how to control one's mind and senses, how to tolerate the urges of the senses. Understand? Yes, bhoga vibharjita, giving up all disaster, enjoyment. Stay in Guru Guha, Guru Aspam, Brahmachari. All right? That story we say in Upanishad, story of Upamanyu. Story of Upamanyu is there. This Uddhalaka Maharshi was there. some rishi, muni. So one Brahmachari came, he has some disciples, one of them was Upamanyu, Brahmachari. So Guru gave him this service, you take care of my cows. Guru has some cows and calves, take care of them. That is service, the follow. So early in the morning, Upamanyu takes cows, calves and goes to the forest. You understand? Then great. And in the evening he returns. You follow? After some days, Guru Maharaj, Upamanyu is getting fat. Guru asks Upamanyu, what are you eating? I mark, you are becoming fat. What are you eating? Upamanyu said, Gurudev, in the forenoon I collected some bhiksha, that I give you. In the afternoon what I collect, I eat. He said like that. What are you like that? Whatever in forenoon and afternoon, whatever you collect, everything, mine. Yes. You should give everything to me. How do you eat the afternoon's collection? Does it belong to you? It doesn't belong to you. It's mine, Guru. And I told you that thing. How do you do like that? Then said, all right, please excuse, I won't do it. So from that day he didn't do it like that. You understand? He gave all collection in the evening to Guru, and Guru didn't give anything to eat. You understand? Very strict test. How you should pass test. Otherwise, how can you get the mercy of Guru? So easy. Gurudev kripakuru, kripakuru, kripakuru. Gurudev kripakuru. Gurudev, please offer your mercy. Writing letters. Then Gurudev kripakuru, kripakuru. Sour mercy, sour mercy. It's so easy. Cheap thing. Mercy is so cheap. So Upamanyu gave everything. After few days, again Guru saw he is getting fatter. Then Guru asked, Upamanyu, what are you eating? You are now giving all the bhiksha you collect. What are you eating that you are becoming fat? Guru said, it is very difficult to tolerate this hunger. The urge of the belly. Yes, I can tolerate. So when I feel hunger, so I drink some milk from the udder of the cows. Yes. I milk some and drink some. Hey! Why are you doing like that? That's the food of the cows. You are eating their food? Who told you? I have not told you that thing. Why are you doing like that? Then said, all right, please excuse. I won't do that thing. So that day, that was also stopped now. No eating. No eating. You see, no eating. So strict Brahmachari life. Then after a few days again Guru Maharaj, oh, still is getting fat. Must be eating something. Then I asked Upamanyu, what are you eating now? I stopped that you are drinking milk. Now giving all the bhiksha we are collecting for forenoon, afternoon, and I stopped drinking milk. You are doing that thing. Still I mark, you are getting fat. You are eating something. What are you eating? Then Gurudev, it is very difficult on my part to tolerate the sorrows of the belly. Very difficult. Very difficult. Then I felt hungry. When you start drinking milk, what shall I do? The calves drink milk from the udders of the cows. So some foam was there. Over their lips. So I lick it. I lick it. That I do. And I felt hungry. It's very difficult to follow that hunger. I'm a baby. So I'm licking the foam. Hey! Why are you doing like that? Who told you like that? The cows will lick. Why are you licking? It's their food. I'm not told you. You can't do it. Stop it. Yes, Guru. I won't do it. Then that is also stopped. No more eating. Guru stopped all. No more eating. So, Guru won't give you eat. Will you stay in Guru's ashram? Chalo jayenge. No, we didn't stay, Baba. Though we have made so nice arrangements, nice apartment, electric arrangement is there, light is there, fan is there, and so nice prasad is there, tap is there. You turn the tap, you'll get water, shower, plus lightly. So nice, comfortable arrangements. And go out, vehicles are there, yes, jeep is there, bus is there, two wheelers are there, going. So nice arrangements. Then many are coming, oh, very nice enjoyment is here. Let us go there now, talking, so many coming. But when my guru sent me here, it was nothing here. So? Huh? Nothing, nothing here. This is a quite out of the way place, jungle. No electricity was here at the time. Even at day time, no rickshawala will come here. They are afraid to come here. Dakash here kill you. Such dangerous place it was. My guru said, go stay there, do this service. Huh? The guru said, he didn't give me any money, didn't give me any man. I said, yes, Gopal, will you want to give me one man with me? Some money? Why? Well, you want man and man. No, nothing will be. Go there. He didn't give me any man. All right. Yes, you say, all right. Go. At that time he told me, Vaishnava is not alone, Krishna is with him, he told me. I said, Baba, I am not a Vaishnava. I thought I don't say so. My guru is a Vaishnava, he is always in Krishna. He thinks I am like that. No, I am not like that. I am not a Vaishnava. I have come here and accepted guru to become a Vaishnava, not become Vaishnava. The guru says that. All right, I faith in guru's word. My guru said, no. Not alone, Krishna is there, O light of Krishna, please be with me. Guru has said. And so you may not obey my order, you must obey the order of my guru because he is a dear devotee. Yes. Krishna obeys the order of his dear devotee. Yes. So I offer my prayer. So you must obey my guru's order. Be with me, O Krishna. Anyhow, I came alone. Nothing was here. No electricity, no water supply, out of the way place, jungle, very dangerous place. The cars were there, broad daylight, they'll kill you. The guru told me, go there, occupy that land, build a cottage, mud hut, very humble cottage, stay there, do bhajan, cook your own food with your own hands, don't eat outside, write my books, translate in Oriya, go out and preach. He gave me so many instructions he gave. Do you understand? Then you'll take me. I'll go to Orissa. He said. So what Guru said, he said also, you have a patch of land, try to produce something, produce, yes. Produce some vegetables, something, produce. Yes, you produce. That is it, yes. Do like that. So I carried out the order of my guru. Yes, you get this, yes, I have to do it. I did the same thing, yes. I was eating one meal a day. He said, you cook your own food, produce something, cook, go out, preach. Whatever you get, you may cook and eat, write my books, do this, and develop the land, and then I want that nice temple will be there, nice ISKCON center will develop there, under your leadership I want that, to go and do it. No men, no money. So I came here, stayed here. First I stayed hither and thither, and try to build a cottage here. I have to build a cottage. Some money is required. So I have to collect some money. You see. So here really I am going, I am walking. No vehicle, nothing. And I don't know. Even somebody will give me a cycle, I don't know how to ride it. I don't know it. Yes, I am such a rascal. I am fit for some complete unfit. So I am walking. Yes. One umbrella, putting a turban on the head, one umbrella, one lathi. I carry, one bag I carry, I go out. Preaching. Thereby I collect some money. Some 1 rupee, 2 rupees. Someone may give 5 paisa, 10 paisa, like that. And some nice day was there. Some gentleman may see a light. Sadhuji, you are hungry, a light I'll give you eat. So he gives me, and that Mandir temple is there. Old Bhubaneswara, Ananta Vasudeva temple. Just like Puri Prasad available there. So he gives some gentleman gives some food there. In this way I maintain myself. Not saying nobody gives, so I come back in noon time, morning early in the morning I went out. I used to go out, collect something, and then from bazaar I purchase some rice, dal, sabji, come back and cook. Then I cook. I myself cook. Yes. My good then I said, you cook it yourself. Don't eat outside. I cook it myself. What was cooking? I was cooking khichdi. Rice, dal, sabji together. Yes. It's khichdi, nice khichdi. Yes. And eating one meal. Sometimes 2-3 guests come, I give them something. I like you eat also. I say. And sometimes I prepare some, cook some chapatis and some dalma. Either chapati dalma or khichdi. And 1 year says, I was leading such life. You understand? Staying here, so many years, staying here. So, nobody was here. Only this national highway was there at night time. Trucks are moving, some light is there. So that is a light. Oh, light is there and some sound is there. And I was always chanting Hare Krishna, the Krishna is there, my Guru Sai Krishna is there. So I stayed here. Then I constructed this mud hut. I stayed here. So I am leading such life. I am not demanding. All these inconveniences there. No facilities, no communication, no electricity, no water supply. I am very weak body, I cannot cook, I don't know cooking. I don't say this thing to my mind. You have to serve them, you have to carry on the order of the world. This is a very test, severe test. You have to pass, otherwise I can get mercy of Guru Baba. So I led such life. And Guru has told me, I'll bring him here. And then I bring kirtan, bhajan, sometimes program. Hey, this Nuapali village, I collected some devotees there. So we do some kirtan program, some house program, get some money. In this way, yes, I did. Understand? Such life. I have always led life, staying here, one lantern, whole night, Bani. You follow? So, can you lead such life? Such life, this is a Guru Seva, to serve Guru. Guru will not give anything. Yeah? This is Brahmacharya life. Have to control one's senses. Yes, mind and senses. Yes. Dhamma guna sampanna, yes. Guru has given him something to eat, he'll eat, not eat. They are saying that. Dalaka, Rishi, stopped everything, nothing to eat. Upamanya.
He stopped everything. So once he couldn't tolerate the smell, the intolerable, very difficult to tolerate. Or just the daily, yes. So after that, Guru has stopped everything. So he achieved some of this poisonous leaves in the jungle. Poisonous leaves, he chewed. So as a result, he became blind. Yes, lost his eyesight. So he couldn't return in the evening to the ashram. While returning with the cows, he fell down into a deep well. He was blind. So Guru was thinking, what happened to Upamanyu? Guru was thinking always, because he has a lot of attention for his disciples. And he was putting in very severe test. Guru was thinking, I stopped everything. What happened to Upamanyu? He couldn't return today. Must something has happened to him. Then Guru and some other brahmacharis went to the jungle shouting, Upamanyu, 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 where you are? So Upamanyu said, Guruji, I am here in this blind well, deep dark well, I am fallen here. I became blind, so I fell down here. Guru went to that well and saw Upamanyu was fallen there. He became blind. Oh, you have become blind. Why did you become blind? Gurudev, what shall I do? You stop everything, no eating. So this earth of belly is so severe, I couldn't tolerate it. So I chewed some of this poisonous leaves after hunger. That's why I became blind. Guru was very much pleased with me. Guru said, all right, Guru gave one mantra. You recite this mantra, the doctors of hidden planet, Ashwini Kumar, they will appear. They will cure you. So he recited the mantra, Ashwini Kumar has appeared. Then Ashwini Kumar said, all right, they gave one cake. You eat this cake, so you'll get back your eyesight. But he didn't eat. No, I can't eat. Why? You eat it, then you'll get back your eyesight. No, I can't eat, unless my Guru says I can't eat. He said, unless Guru says, yes, eat, I won't eat. Then Ashwini Kumar said, we have given this cake to your Guru has already eaten it. Then you say, oh, my Guru has eaten, all right, give me, I'll eat. You would have said like that. But Upamanyu said, no, I cannot imitate my Guru. He is not ordinary human being, acharya mam vidhanyat, namunir parishya namatya vidyasvita sarva deva maya guru. He is not ordinary human being, how can I imitate him? He may eat, but I cannot eat. No? Unless my Guru says, I won't eat. Rather I remain blind, stay here, I won't eat. He said like that. Guru became very much pleased, and Ashwini Kumar became very much pleased. He passed the test. Isn't it? He passed the test. Severe test. Otherwise, I can get Guru's mercy, Baba. Gurudev, kripa karun, he is saying, kripa karun, Gurudev, please, our mercy, I am very fallen, I am this and that. You are very merciful, your ocean of mercy, only flattering Guru, please, our mercy on me. So easy, let him get mercy on Guru. He must pass the test, very severe test. Guru became very much pleased, Ashwini Kumar became very much pleased. Then they showered the blessings and mercy on him, got back his eyesight, all his teeth became golden teeth. Then all Vedic knowledge veiled to him. Yes. He developed transcendental vision. No more material desires now. Immediately, promoted the Brahman platform, here Prabhupada says. Unless they are fully renounced and cannot get devotional service or stay in Brahman, devotional service is rendered on Brahman platform. Therefore, unless one attains the Brahman platform or spiritual platform and cannot engage in devotional service, or in other words, a person engaged in devotional service is already Brahman platform. Who has conquered his mind and senses, Damoguna Sampanna. You understand? Who has already conquered his mind and senses, only he will be elevated to Brahman platform. Then we engage in devotional service. To give pleasure to the senses of Krishna, not one's own senses, that is karma. To give pleasure to senses of Krishna, that is prema. So many times we have discussed all this, the difference between karma and prema. There are so many lusty desires. We have no tinge of love. Have you tinge of love? No. Sir?
Sarvanam samititam brahma bhuyaya kare. One engages in full devotional service and doesn't fall down in any circumstance. Because he has controlled his mind and senses, is completely fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. His mind and senses are fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, then that is really renunciation. Really, you have controlled your mind and senses. Otherwise you cannot control your mind and senses. You understand? Yes. So don't fall down in any circumstance. At once transcends the modes of middle nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman, attains devotional service, therefore is suddenly liberated. Generally, unless one enjoys material happiness or cannot have renunciation, then of course no enjoyment comes. Therefore growth also comes. Guru marks it, the Guru knows it. This brahmachari is free from desires. Strict brahmachari, no material desire at all. Then he'll be given sannyas. Otherwise I'll be given sannyas. Guru Maharaj, no, he has material desires. Not free from material desires, not free from lusty desires. He's not fulfilled. Then all are alike. You go, become grihastha. Yes. Then Guru gives instruction. Go, marry. Go, marry, become grihastha. Yes. So much lusty desires, unfulfilled. Understand? Yes. Then the brahmacharya will enter into next ashram. Grihastha ashram. Otherwise, how will it be? But nastika brahmachari, very strict brahmachari, like Pumanyu, completely, he cannot successful how to control such strong senses and mind, stubborn mind. Yes. Nastika brahmachari, full mercy of Guru, no more desire, no more material desire. Is free from all material desires. That he says. Susrusaya susru yamanatabhyam sadupasitanichava. You have all this. Dana sadhyasamasthane nati dure kutanjali. This is the duty of brahmachari. What is it?
The brahmachari should always serve the acharya and follow him. In walking, in resting, standing by with folded hands when he sits, by attending him humbly in all circumstances.
You understand? While going, while sleeping, while sitting, taking rest, brahmachari, always folded hands, just waiting, close by, what order will come to me, I will serve Guru. Yes, for service. Such humble bent of mind, always ready. Any moment Guru may call, dead of night, 2 p.m., one o'clock in the morning. Raja Rajavan, call him. Maharaj sleeping, snoring. Sleeping, snoring. Very deep sleep. I called, didn't hear, rather. Kicked me, get out from here. Understand? All is ready. Yes. Therefore it said, our brahmachari will sleep. Sleep like a dog. Dog. Sleep like a dog. Dog sleeps. Some little noise. Let's go. Yes, sir. Yes. So little sound is there, he gets up, yes. That brahmachari. They said, kakasnano poko nidra, alpo bhojana, videsgamana, swanu nidra. These 5 things, brahmachari. You know? Kakasana, you never spend so much time in bathing. Very little time as a crow takes bath. Understand? Crow takes bath. Some few drops of water in beak picks up the sun's body, finishes bath. In Brahmacharya, you take bath like that. Kakasana. You take bath as a crow. Within a few minutes, finished. Soap like these. Sour. Book of Dhan, like crane, meditating. Meditate like a crane. Crane is standing, water, and fish are playing there, meditating to catch up. Like that, meditation like that. Kakasnan, Bukudhyan, Swana Nidra. Sleep like a dog. Swana means dog. Little sound, some tuck, tuck. Dog wakes up and says, bah, bah. Isn't it? Where it is? Snoring. So, Brahmacharya, you sleep like that, Swana Nidra. I think Kakasnan, Bukudhyan, Swana Nidra, Alpabhodal. Eat very little. Eat very little. I say, this is general procedure. First, before eating, first drink one glass, full glass of water, fill the belly. 1/4 of belly, first fill with the water. Then, food. I am very hungry, I can eat this full plate. If you will, make it half. What you think you eat, make it half. Eat only half. That means 1/4 is already filled with water, and then next 50% filled with the food, then drink another glass of water, then keep 1/4, 25% of stomach empty. This is process. Brahmacharya life. Understand?
Yes.
Kakasnan, Bhakadhyan, Swami Nidra, Alpabhodana, Videshgaman. That means he should not stay in his parents' house. He should stay in Guru's house. You understand? Guru's house. Guru's house is in India, his ashram is from Australia. So don't stay there in Australia. Come to Guru's house. Then it's a village town, foreign land.
Yes.
Guru's house means foreign land, not your paternal house or your comfortable house. No. That is Brahmacharya, 5 things. Understand? Observe. And always, any moment prepare, get up night, Guru may call. But samsari is prepared. Yes. Always sitting there, close by, folded hands, observe. Evam vritta gurukule vaset bhoga vivarjita vidya samapyati javad vibhrat vadanga khanditam.
Behaving in this way, strictly following a vow of celibacy, the brahmachari should avoid sensual pleasures.
Yes, should avoid sensual pleasures. No sensual pleasure at all. Very strict, Guru. Whatever little food Guru gives, he eats. Someday Guru will never give, he'll fast.
Yes.
Level we practice how to tolerate the thoughts, how to control the senses, of the senses, the mind. That training is given. Yes.
Should avoid sensual pleasures and reside in the ashram of the acharya to the end of his studies.
Evam brahat vapadharo brahmana agniriva jola madbhakta stipratapasa dagda karmana sayomala.
Observing the principles, such a Brahman and a lifelong Brahmachari, who is my devotee, burns all the seeds of karma to ashes.
Yes.
By his devotional austerity.
Yes.
Spotless and pure.
Becomes spotless and pure. No more material desires. Yes.
Free of material contamination.
Free of material contamination. Yes.
Such a devotee Brahmachari is as brilliant as fire.
brilliant and fire. You understand? Yes. And Guru sees such a brahmachari, nashtika brahmachari, is a brilliant fire, karmic reactions are bantuases, is completely desireless now, no more material desires, free from all material desires, then burning like fire, then become, he'll be engaged in devotional service. You understand? Yes. How you can render devotional service when you have so many material desires? You are rendering something and in exchange you demand something. Yes, I did this thing, I get this thing. Savai Banikinasa Bhritya, in the language of Prahlad Maharaj. Oh Lord, one who does this business transaction with you, business transaction with you. He gives something to you and demands something from you. He is a bonik, he is a merchant. He is not servant. So, we will give everything to Lord, we will never demand anything from you. Nādhanau nādhanau nāsundariṁ kapitambhā jagadīśa kāmai mama janmani janmani śrī bhavatār bhakti rahi pakitvai. This is Mahāprabhu Sikhyāstaka, isn't it? We don't ask anything. Oh Lord, I am not asking for material wealth, not asking for material follower, not asking to give me a beautiful woman to enjoy. Yes? Not asking for liberation. Life after life, please give me pure bhakti only. Sudha bhakti devo mori, Krishna Grubhagan. Please give me pure devotion, sudha bhakti. I'm a devotion, I want to serve you, life after life. Give you all enjoyment, all happiness. I don't want any enjoyment, happiness for myself. That is desirelessness. Brahmachari will become like that, no desire. Guru observes this thing, then nashtika brahmachari, strict brahmachari, so he is not allowed to marry, he is given sannyas. Sannyas will guard it. Sannyas cannot guard it, it is not so cheap. That Prabhu says, so many sannyas bold on, because they have the mental desires of such fire. The next ashram comes, Grastha ashram. Those brahmacharis who have material desires, not such fire, Guru observes, then Guru says, all right, you go. Become Grastha, marry, isn't it? Become Grastha and marry. So let your natural desires be fulfilled. It will never fulfill. More you give, more the demand. As you pour ghee in a blazing fire, fire will never extinguish, rather it become more blessed. This was from later, this chapter. So that you speak about it. After enjoying Devadani hundreds of years, taking youth from his youngest son, Puru, he'll enjoy Devadani for hundreds of years. Still, no satisfaction. Understand? So, this is apparent contradiction, but one thing is now, yes, this is this enjoyment, I have already enjoyed it. I know what sort of enjoyment it is, isn't it? I know it. It's not that I have not experienced, I have experienced, I have already experienced. Have you not experienced? Have you not experienced? Have you not experienced? So, why desiring again? Then you cannot render this also. You cannot render this. Is this as yet? Yes. You cannot render this also. Yes. He will have such experience. Yes, I have. So therefore this ashram dharma is there. Up to 50th year, all right. Up to 25 years one must remain brahmachari in Guru Gruha. Then Guru observes,
that, well, he has material desires. He cannot remain Naishthika Brahmachari, take Brahmachari. He has some desires. Then Guru Arjuna Sarva becomes Grihastha. Then Grihasthasram comes. Grihasthasram means some concession for material enjoyment, sexual enjoyment, all these things, but strict restriction there. Because he has become Brahmachari, he has been given training how to control his senses and mind. Yes, he's already given in Brahmachari ashram. Unless one has become Brahmachari, he cannot become real Grihastha. He becomes Guru brother, Guru Mary. He becomes attached to Guru, home, heart, wife, son, daughter, to the last breath of his life. Yes, he cannot leave it also, isn't it? So, then comes Grihasthasrama. Huh? You understand? This is up to 50th year. 25 years Grihasthasrama. Up to 50th year, remain in Griha, gotten some enjoyment, sexual enjoyment, this enjoyment, that enjoyment. Sons are there, daughters are there, so much burden is there. Cannot sleep at night, crying. Wife's demand is there, son's demand is there, daughter's demand is there. Old man, I'm getting old. Oh, they're devouring me. The old man is crying now. Devouring, so many demands. I earn this much of money and there's so much demands. What to do? Now this experience again. Therefore say, Dilika Loddu Jo Khaya Upasthaya Jo Khaya Upasthaya. One saying, one Dilika Loddu is there. One has eaten, he laments. Not eaten, he laments. Yes. One Grihastha, has become Grihastha, already eaten. What is that? Enjoyment? Yes, sexual enjoyment. I've already experienced it. What is the enjoyment? No more. That is a story, you see. That is a story. One jackal was there. You understand? He saw a jungle of sugar cane. You understand? Sugar cane so sweet. Cannot give up sweet. Are you eating nibbling? Yes, no more sweet. Yes, strict. Oh, so sweet, sugar cane, jungle. He entered into it. You understand? And he has a desire to eat sugar cane so sweet. And there he saw that one, like honeycomb, that wax they make. That's a beehive. The wax are made. Wax, made a hive like that. Round set. He thought of, this is the fruit of sugar cane. Yes, round-shaped fruit. Round-shaped fruit, like ball. big ball. The boy is standing on a big ball. Big ball, round-shaped. That is a fruit. He thought of this fruit, this sugar cane fruit. Sugar cane is so sweet, fruit must be much sweeter. Yes. The sugar cane is so sweet, this fruit must be much sweeter. So I must eat the fruit first, then I eat the sugar cane. Understand? So he ate first. Then was the mastic. Ball like this. understand my point. That is why it said, O light, in your youth you have this desire. O light, eat this fruit now. Balsam fruit, Ram said, balsam fruit you eat now. Now stinging. Now stinging. Dilikalodu no khaya upasthaya, no khaya upasthaya. One has eaten Dilikalodu, he laments. This Ramsar fruit. He laments no more. One has not eaten. Mr. Prenzi, how it is? Let me eat it. He also laments, oh, I haven't eaten it, all right. So he laments also. One has eaten, he laments. Not eaten, he laments. Isn't it? So, therefore, again from experience, therefore, grosta. Guru say, all right, go. Become grosta. I said, why? Again some experience. Enjoy. All right. And get the reaction. No more, no more. Give up this thing. This is, what is the duty of a gruha, gruhastha, householder, also is said. In the 11th kind of brahmacharyam tapasaucham santoso budasahuram grahastasyapirutau vantu sarvesham madupasanam. Krishna says to Dhava, Bhagavan kaile brahmacharya tapasya saucha santosa saka prani saita sahurdya e samasta dharma ruturakhyakari gruhira kartavya kintu mor upasana saka prani rahi kartavya. You have that verse? Read it.
Chastity, penance, purity, peacefulness, and kindness to all living beings constitute grihastha dharma.
Yes.
A grihastha who approaches his wife for procreation.
Proper period after menstrual, that we have already discussed. Yes, that is grihastha.
Only on those days sanctioned by scripture.
Sanctioned by scripture, yes.
Is thus considered chaste. Worship of Hari should be practiced by everyone.
Practiced by everyone. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. So you say, Brahmacharya, first say, celibacy. Grihastha is also a Brahmachari. You understand? Grihastha is also a Brahmachari. It is known as Upakurvana Brahmachari. Two types of Brahmachari. Nashtika brahmachari, upakurvana brahmachari. You follow? Strictly follows the rules, regulations of brahmachari ashrama. You follow? As Upamanyu did. And becomes free from all material desires mean enjoyment. Strictly follows the rules of regulation of brahmachari ashrama, celibacy. He never, per se, does a, what's it? Discharge a drop of semen. Yes. Strict brahmachari. It's free from all material desires. I say, Grahapatadhara brahmana agnirivadhul. Burns like fire. Yes. That was quoted. So he is not allowed to go and take marriage, a self-marriage, no. He remains in Guru Guru till his life, end of life, and he was given sannyas. He is proper candidate for sannyas. You understand? And Guru observes, no, he has material desires. So he cannot remain brahmachari for life, and he is given to go and marry. And for him, it's brahmachari. He has already practiced brahmacharya, he already has been given training how to control his mind and senses, dhamaguna sampanna, during brahmachari period. So unless one becomes brahmachari in guru gruha, he cannot become gruhastha, proper gruhastha. He becomes gruhamedhi, attached to home and heart, wives, son, daughter, all enjoyment. Yodanta gobhi, yodanta gobhi. That means he has not controlled. He has no control over his senses. Yes, Adanta Gobhi, Punah Punah Charvita Sarvanam. Lord Maharaj Harsan, again and again he chews the chewed. Yes. So first is brahmacharya. This is one type of brahmachari, upakurvahana brahmachari. Therefore, a strict regulation we have. What he says is proper time for procreation after menstruation. He'll go to her wife, to his wife, for procreation. Purpose of marriage accepting wife is to produce a son. It's a worthy son. What is worthy son? Krishna Bhakta Putra, a Vaishnava son. Yes. Who will become a devotee? That by he will give render service to the senses of Krishna. That karma is I am. In Gita Krishna says, Dharma viruddha kama asmi, Bharata sava. I am that sex life is not contradictory to principles of religion. These principles of religion. He said principles of religion, this was Dharma Ruddha Rukhya Gari. That's Grosa Dharma. This is the principle of religion. He must go to his wife. When wife has attained menstruation, a proper period is there, and wife is willing, will desirous of having a child. Yes, she has that desire, having a child. Husband will give her a child. Yes, he must go. That is dharma, religious principle. Grosa Dharma, you understand? So this only once a month. This is only once a month. Therefore we have strict rule. This is a regulatory principle for Grastha. Only once a month, with his wedded wife, he will have sexual intercourse for procreation. 750 rounds, do this, both husband and wife, do this. Very strict regulations. And Guru has given permission, yes, procure one child. You create one child. Given permission, he will procreate one child. You understand? No more. All the days, brahmachari, brahmacharini, they will lead life as brahmachari and brahmacharini. You understand? No more sleeping in one room, not one bed. No, separate room, separate bed. Yes, only one day allowed. Yes, this is brahmachari, upakurvahana brahmachari, therefore keep up brahmacharya. And not, don't. Unnecessarily, what say? This is our seminar. You understand? Unnecessary. No. You got it? Then his mind will fickle, but his vigor will come, weak. Let's say, moroseness, and time old age will come. Yes. Tired, head is rolling, cannot walk, cannot chant. And sharp. But still, unnecessarily, discharge your seminar. Follow me? Strict. This is brahmachari, brahmachari, upakurvahana brahmachari. Then tapasya, not lead, life of tapasya, astriti. Grihastha, shaucha, always clean. Santosh, always satisfied. Whatever available by the providential arrangement is contained with it. And your friendship with all living entities because they belong to Krishna. Krishna Jiva. They develop complete Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna's relationship only. It's Krishna Jiva. Therefore says as a duty of a grihastha, he'll cook food. He'll give food to all the jivas there in his house. Domestic animals are there, cows. Generally, grihastha keeps cows, not dog. Cows. And some other animal ants are there, some scorpions are there, cockroaches are there, some serpents may be there. Yes. So he'll keep some food for them also outside, let them go and eat it. Yes. Then some guests have come, first guests should be fed. Nice food, give the guests nice food, nice bed, everything nice. In fact, some guests are Narayana. The Shastra injunction is there. Follow? Grihastha Dharma, this is Grihastha Dharma. Then no more is there, then at last Grihastha will eat. What is remnants there? after giving food to all these things, animals, guests, anything, anybody there, you know. This was the honey. Then says, kutumbesuna sajjevana pramodjeva kutumbapi vipasyana suram pasye drustamapi drustabat. Vidvana gruhivyakti kutumbi hai kutumbare asatta hevena. Iswara nishthavisare sada pramatta rahive drustavastu japari nasura saipira drustavastu nasura gyan kare.
One should not become attached to one's family members.
Yes. Not become attached to family members. So not attached to home and heart. Wife, son, daughter, no.
Nor should one become bewildered trying to maintain them.
Yes. Nor should one become bewildered trying to maintain them. How to maintain my family? How to earn more money, more money, more money? Demand is, day by day, demand is growing, growing, growing. More money is required. Not to do like that. Yes. Krishna is Vishwambara. Who maintains the whole world, the whole family members should engage in Krishna's service. There is no question of maintenance. Maintenance will come definitely. Krishna maintains all the universe. As I said, this Sivas, Sivas Thapa, his Vyostha, big family, his wife, some children, but never thinks of the maintenance. He all members of his group, of his family, wife, children, all are engaged in loving service to Gauranga, Krishna, hearing, chanting, offering worship, complete surrender, dasya, sakhyo, atman, vedana, 9 times. Never thinks of they will maintain, of life comes. Your son paid. I say, Gopruti Evaram, Tatha. Krishna is my maintainer. Krishna is my protector. Krishna is my maintainer. A devotee complete surrender. Your son paid. And maintenance is there. Never thinks of how to be maintained. So one day Mahaprabhu said to test him. Grihastha, Sivas, you are a grihastha, you have a big family, why are you not going out and earn some money? How can you maintain your family? To test him. Sivas is a pure devotee, complete surrender, whole family surrender, all are engaged in loving service to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Krishna. No maintenance, no problem at all. You get maintenance. Then he clapped 3 times. Didn't say anything, clapped 3 times. Mahaprabhu, what is this? Then explain. If maintenance will not come, first day, we'll stop. Yes. The second day maintenance doesn't come, then second day also we'll stop. Third day if maintenance doesn't come, third day also will stop. 3 days will stop. And he has fallen, maintenance will definitely come. Yes. Gopruti Varanam Tata. Yes. Krishna is my maintainer. And I am engaged day and night 24 hours in his service. Why I'll not be maintained? Krishna maintains the whole world is Vishwambara. Why not maintain his devotee? His form fails. He said, 3 days will pass. He will pass. Whole family will pass if maintenance doesn't come. And for that dungeon, whole family will go and drown ourselves in the Ganges. Can you do like that? You have no faith. You're lacking faith. Mahaprabhu became very much pleased. Very much pleased. Yes. No problem. Maintenance is not a problem at all. Not at all, Baba. Not at all. Yoga khemam bahamehu. Ananya chintan mangi jana pratipaste tesang nityabhijitana yoga khemam bahamyo. Krishna said already this thing in 9th chapter of Bhagavad-gita. Exclusively thinks of me. No other thought he has, such grihastha. If he is a grihastha, he is a bhakta. If not that grihastha, cannot become bhakta. Yes. It's complete surrender, complete dependence on Krishna. And you, that is his duty, that he will make all his members, his wife, son, daughter, children, Krishna conscious. That is his duty. Otherwise, pita no sa syat, he cannot be father, isn't it? Pita no sa syat, he should not be father. Janani na sa syat, he should not be, she should not be mother. The father and mother both should be complete, fully Krishna conscious devotees. And they procreate Krishna consciousness, child, son of that. Yeah. And then Krishna maintains that. Understand? Upon faith, they have. Therefore, Srivas said like that. And Mahaprabhu became very much pleased. And then he said, Putra dharata bandhunam sangama pantha sangama anudeham vyanteti supnu nidran vodha. Putra, stri, atmiyo, bandhugana, saita, sangama, panthas, panthasara, sthita, vyaktigana, sangama, chalya. Jepari nidra samayare dushta supna nidra vasane vinashta hai, seipari mamataspadi bhuta putra dharadiyo prati rehe vinashvapta hai, semane supna pari nashvara.
Yeah. Relationships of wife, sons, relatives and friends. Are like the relationships of pilgrims who meet by chance at a resting place for a few hours before going on their way.
Isn't it? Motel. In motel, You are spending night in the motel, You are going, traveler, So evening came, night came, so you stayed a night in the motel. And many men from many directions are there, people, isn't it? Mr. Allen from Australia, Premji from England, isn't it? Dr. Raj from Holland, isn't it? He is from India. So many in motel. They are meeting together, one motel staying, then they develop a relationship, very subtle temporary relationship, one night relationship only. Oh, brother, where from? Oh, I am from Australia. Where? I am from England. Where? I am from USA. Oh, I am England. Holland. I am from India. Oh, now in one family, one house, isn't it? One gruha, motel. Spending one night, temporary period, and you have developed a relationship. In the morning, then the relationship finished, he went to Australia, he went to England, he went to USA, he went to Holland, he went to India. Finished. So, this is our relationship in a family, he said. Family relationship, temporary relationship, yes, material relationship means temporary. Relationship with Krishna is eternal. Perfect eternal. This material. And a grihastha, householder, should develop such relations. It should not be so much attached. Home, heart, wife, son, daughter. No. It is temporary. Then, like dream, he said.
When one leaves his body to accept another body, such friends and relatives are forgotten.
Yes, forgotten. Body finished, relations are finished. Yes.
Just as upon waking, one forgets the characters in a dream.
Yes. Your sleeping is a nice dream. Yes. Oh, I have become the king of heaven. Oh, in the dream he saw, king of heaven. Oh, such colossal. Brilliant Indra Bhuvan. Oh, so many nice, beautiful ladies dancing. Urvasi Menaka, Trumba. Enjoying. Indra enjoys. King. Dream. When dream finished, wake up. Oh, sleeping in this cot, in this house. Where is that dream finished? Similarly, body finished, now dream finished. This is your dream, household dream finished. Finished, relationship finished. Where is your wife? Where is your son? Where is your daughter? Where is your home? Where is your heart, Baba? No more relationship. Huh? This is grossa. Huh? Not so much, too much attachment. Itam parimrsam mukto gruhesu adilivaravasam. Na gruhe anubardhita nirmamo nirahankritam. Eipari vivesanakari anasakta bhavare atithi pari gruhare vaskale mamata. Unkar sunya vyakti gruhare abaddha huyena.
Having realized the truth of such transitory relationships.
Yes. Transitory relationship, yes.
The grahastha lives in his house like a pilgrim.
Motel dweller, Baba. Like a motel dweller. I am spending one night or two nights in this motel. And this relationship between us. Huh? My God and Premji. Huh? Bhaktara, this and that. Yes. Yeah?
Mm. Grahastha lives in his house like a pilgrim, a guest.
As a guest. How many days a guest will stay? One day, 2 days, finish, then leave.
Or as a stranger in a strange land.
Stranger in a strange land, yes. Mm.
Dedicating himself entirely to Krishna. Mm. And giving up attachment to his body.
Yes.
His relatives.
Mm. Bodily relations, relatives, yes.
His house and home. Mm. He is liberated even in this lifetime.
Yes. He is liberated even in this lifetime. Yes. Huh? But you are developing so much attachment, a home and heart. Yes. Wife, son, daughter. Huh? Huh? Very strong glow. It will never spread it. Then says, karma vigraha medhi yavishtva mameva bhaktimam. Isthedavanam gopavishet pradavan vapari brajet. Bhagavan kaile, bhaktimam vyakti, graha medhiya karma samo dvara, mor archana kari, saputra ka, grahe vasa, vane vasa, vaprabhujya avraman kaile.
Having satisfied me, by executing his family duties.
Lord said, Krishna said,
Having satisfied me by executing his family duties properly.
Mm, what is that, properly? Because we are all servants of Krishna, rendering service to Krishna, whole family members. That is family duty. And these are all servants, made servants of Krishna. Yes. They should all be engaged in Krishna's service. Yes. Wife will be engaged, son will be engaged, daughter will be engaged. And son and daughters, small, they should be given proper education. That is proper education, I have to develop Krishna consciousness. That is duty of the father, mother, to give them proper education. That is the family duty. Yes. Maintain them nicely, give them nice food, clothing. So there will be no disturbance, they will never feel disturbed. I have the proper education. That is family duty. Understand? That's the speech of duty. Yes. Give them training how to become bhakta. Serve Krishna. That is duty of parents. Yes.
My devotee may continue to remain at home.
Yeah.
Or he may go to the forests of Vanaprastha.
Yeah. When he Grasto does this completed family duty, son is grown up now, gotten education, properly educated, now he is capable of maintaining family members, dependent, then grosso will become vanaprastha, yes. Next ashram comes, vanaprastha ashram, yes. Vanvas, now he'll give up groha and stay in the forest. Stay in the forest. You are staying in a very comfortable home. AC fitting is there, electronics are there, electricity is there, light is there, fridge is there, TV set is there, this and that is there. Isn't it? Water tap is there, swimming pool is there. Nice cushion is there to sleep.
Satkusha. Now he leaves and stays in the forest. Thorny place, pointed rocks, Stay underneath a tree, goes out and gets something what is available, eats and not eating, starving. Yes. So it's life. This is Prabhupada, yes. This is still dog. That's next ashram. Therefore, Prabhupada said, this is scientific. Varnasrama institution, most scientific. It aims at giving one the facility to turn home back to Godhead, which one cannot do without completely renouncing all connections with the material world. Isn't it?
Or we have
such dear home, earth, wife, he has to give up and go. This connection is finished. This is Grihastha, otherwise it's a Guru maybe. It's not Grihastha. Is there any Grihastha? All of Guru maybe. Yes.
Or if he has a son, he may take the wandering about as a sannyasi.
Now, son will take care. Jo vyakti gruhe asakta chitta, putra, dhana, sampada, stri, dhana isanare atura, strayina, stripatya, tanta asakta, arasamati, sei mura vyakti, mu, more grow, more dhana, sampati, o stri, o putra, mu, punya, bhai, bondhu, kutum, ei jnana kutuitai, se jnana re buddho hoy. Tightly bound up. Bondage becomes stronger, tighter, cannot be released.
On the other hand, a Grihastha, whose heart is attached to hearth and home, who is always worried about money and children, and who is obsessed with sex, is a fool.
Is a fool. All are fools, yes. Attached to home and heart. Wife, son, daughter, money, property, enjoyment, just enjoyment, yes, isn't it? Margaret, Mathurana, isn't it? Yes.
Such a person is bound by the misconceptions of I and mine.
Isn't it? It's bound. It's bondage, literal bondage, becomes much tighter, it never loses. Not loosen, do you understand? Becomes much tighter. More you develop attachment, more it becomes tighter. Yes. Bondage becomes tighter. Yes. You should understand it. So he is not Grihastha, he is a Guru maybe. It's too much attached to him and heart. Family knows wife, son, daughter. What is this conceivable destination? Where will you go? That Prabhupada says. Aho me pitaro vruddho varjava atmalatmanaha. Anathama mrtidina katham jivanti dukhidaha evam grahasaya khipta hudayo mudha dirayan atriptasthanam dhyayan mrtvandham visadetamaha. Hi, when he is going to die, he is saying, Hi, mor buddha pitamata sisu santan bhajya santan gano mopina onathe ijve dukhidaho i dinabhavare kyam paribhavare jivandhahan karive ehi pari guhavrasa khipta chitta असंतुष्ट मंदबुद्धि व्यक्ति पुत्र कन्या मान को श्रद्धा ध्यान करे मृत्यु परे उन्न नाम को अति तामसी जोनी रे प्रवेश करे देन ही गोज टू हेल नेम्ड अंध तामसी दैट इज डेस्टिनेशन यस
एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ सच अ फूल थिंक्स अलास
आई एम गोइंग टू डाई In deathbed thinking, alas, I'm going to die. How my wife, my son and daughter be maintained, will take care of them. Yeah. Thinking like that. Yes.
Alas, my mother and father have reached old age. In my absence, who will care for them?
Will take care of them, yes.
My wife and children are helpless without me.
Yes. Without me, they'll become helpless. They'll become unprotected. Yes. We'll take care of them. Yes.
How can any of these poor souls survive without me?
How can they survive without me? Yes, because I was maintaining them, taking care. Yes, don't know that Krishna is maintaining.
With his heart thus overwhelmed by family sentiment and filled with anxieties because of attachment to house and home, such a fool, filled with worries, dies unhappy and dissatisfied with his inability to realize his plans. He enters the blinding darkness of hell.
Blinding darkness of hell. And hell does not undertake. In that hell, he goes to that hell. And that is his destination. You double attachment to home and heart, wife, son, daughter. Only attachment is Krishna. Yes. Once you develop attachment, only attachment, lotus feet of Krishna, no more disadvantages. Huh? Yes. So this is grasta. Huh? So he must give up home, get out from the home. Yes. No such attachment. He's like a guest. Yes. Dwelling in a motel only temporary period. Why should attachment? This is grasta. And by any moment he can get out, go out. No more at all, this is grasta. This is training. This training is only attachment is Krishna. Wherever you go, Krishna is there to help you. Maintenance, no bother is something. Don't bother about maintenance. Krishna, so supply will come to you. Yes. If you are really always exclusively things of Krishna, and engaged in loving service. Why? Why maintenance will be a problem? Protection will be a problem. No protection. It's no problem. You are protected, you are maintained. Yes. Krishna has already said that yoga khe mum bahamyam ananya chintanamang jidana prajipaste tesang nityabhijuttanam yoga khe mum bahamyam. Exclusively things of being. Ananya chintan. Exclusively things of, no other topic there. Constantly attached to me. Always attached to me. Attached to Krishna. You understand? Esa nityavita jokhemam. I take up the responsibility of maintaining his family, means then those are dependent on him, and I carry to him what he lacks. So he has promised. Complete dependent on Krishna. Such a pure devotee. He may be a grasta, whatever that, your devotee. He is completely dependent on Krishna for maintenance and protection. And he has dedicated all his family. He never says, I and mine. Yes. He is grasta. So, no problem for his maintenance of his family. So this is grasta. Therefore, said, one mass institution, most scientific, aims at giving one the facility to return home back to Godhead, which one cannot do without completely renouncing all connections with the material world. He has no connection with the material world, just outward only, external only. Only external. Isn't it? Only external. Mahaprabhu's instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami, antarinistha bahi lokavyavahar, otirat krishna tamaya kari udhar. Antarinistha bahi lokavyavahar. Raghunath Das Goswami was always running away from home. Young man, married, he had a beautiful wife, like an angel, heavenly angel, yes. But nobody could bind him. His only son, his son like a king, his father is a very wealthy person, Jamidar king, is, but he's running away. You understand? The father catching him, dragging him. You understand? So he ran away, and then Mahaprabhu came to Santipur, Adita's house, ran away there, cried at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, please, I'll go with you, please take me, I'll go with you. Mahaprabhu knows, Mahaprabhu said, no, we'll go back to our parental house. Mahaprabhu's instruction, Nahuva Batu. What is that? क्रमे क्रमे पाय जीव भव सिंधु को महापुरुष ना हो बात डोंट बिकम मैड यू गो बैक होम ग्रो फेरा क्रमे क्रमे पाय जीव बहु सिंधु करो मकट वैराग्य ना करो लोक देखाया यथाजोग्य विश्वभुंज ना सक्त हो या अंतर्निष्ठा बाहे लोक व्यवहार ओजिराब कृष्ण तुम्हारे कोई उधार दैट इंस्ट्रक्शन महत्वपूर्ण Shantipur, Aditya's house, and cried at his lotus feet, Mahaprabhu, please take me with you. I'll go with you. Mahaprabhu said, no, you go back to your parental house. Thirahaya gruhelao, na hua bapu, Mahaprabhu said. Thirahaya gruhelao. Don't become mad. Go back. Go back to parental house. You understand? Krami krami paayajwa. Gradually. It's a gradual process. You understand? Develop complete renunciation, to say, complete renouncing connections with the material world, then you go out. Gradual process. Krami krami paayajwa, bhava sindhu. Gradual process. Why you come? Markata vairagya na karo loko te khaya. Yatha sakya visabhunjo na sakto ya. Don't accept this monkey renunciation. Markata vairagya, monkey.
Markata vairagya, chari, phaila, visayi, vaya. Instead of becoming a so-called renunciate, Raghunath Das, following instructions of the Lord, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shillings man.
Pounds and shillings man. Just external behavior. Just external. You understand? Markata vairagya, monkey renunciation. Renunciation like monkey. Very temporary. Monkey jumps from one branch, then after a few minutes jumps to another branch of the other tree. It's pretty. So Mahaprabhu said, don't renunciate like a monkey. You understand? Markata vairagya, only to show off the people, I am renunciate. No? We follow. One was developed strong attachment to lotus feet of Krishna only, one attachment, no matter what, is a real renunciate. Real renunciate. He may be in Goa, but is a renunciate. Mahaprabhu said to Rai Ramananda, he was grihastha. He was grihastha. But he was not attached at all. Not attached. Mahaprabhu said, he is better than me. Yes. I am sannyas. I have taken a sannyas. I have not taken a sannyas. It's grihastha, but it's not a task at all. Complete task. Complete the task, let us put it. He is better than me, Mahaprabhu said. Yes. You follow? Grihastha should be like that. It's like a guest, staying in the guest. A guest comes to your house, does he develop an attachment? No, this is not my house, I'm a guest. After 2 days I'll go. Why shall I develop attachment? He says, my house? No. Sucks. Already, grihastha. Now let us pass. You follow? Mahaprabhu said, go back. You have enough material wealth. Yes. You are one son. Your father is king. Yathātagya viśvabhuṇja unāsukha. This means develop. Let's say, vairāgya, what vairāgya? No. Yukta vairāgya. Markata vairāgya is pseudo vairagi, monkey renunciation, false renunciation. Yukta vairagya is real renunciation. He is amidst all. Family member, all of this enjoyment, that, but it is not attached. That's yukta vairagya. He only attached to the hospital. That's real vairagya. Mahaprabhu instructed that thing. Yukta vairagya, develop yukta vairagya. Yathātagya viśvabhuṇjo na sakto hoya. Don't be attached. You should understand everything belongs to Krishna. They offer everything to Krishna. What Krishna gives as his prasad, just accept it. Minimum requirement. Accept minimum requirement, keep this body and soul together to render service to Krishna. Yes.
So to the end of service. Yes. Keep this body and soul together fit. We are self-possessed. Completely die. Any moment one can leave home, not us, right? Antar nishtaba hi lokabhava uti aap krishna tamaya karive udhar. In our heart, always think of Krishna and develop strong attachment to lotus feet of Krishna. No attachment to this woman, heart, wife, son, daughter. It's only external behavior, external behavior. You'll behave in such a way as if they'll think, oh, he's very much under stress. Wife will think, he's very much, my husband is very much under stress. Son, father and mother think, oh, our son is very much under stress. Oh, this woman, heart. Raghunathas Goswami did like that. This is Grihastha. Understand? This is Grihastha. Any moment you can live, any moment. It's not at all, at all. Asirāt Krishna tomāhai kori-yuddhār. Go, do like that. Very soon, asirāt means very soon, Krishna will take you out from that hole. Yes. That happened. This is Grihastha. Understand? Not so atas also. Becomes so much atas, at the beginning to death, he remains there, thinking all of this thing, oh, I am going to die, my old parents are there, how can, we'll take care of them, my wife, my children will be uncared for, we'll take care of them, I am dying, just thinking he dies, then he goes to hell, that andatamasi. So, this is Guru Buddha. So many instructions are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, long purpose, so many things. It will take 1 week time to explain all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, niskinchanasya bhagavata bhajanam bukhasya. Prabhupada quotes this thing. One wants to go back home, back to Godhead, must be niskinchana, free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Niskinchana. What is niskinchana? Huh? What is niskinchana? Bolo.
Something completely detached from material enjoyment.
Huh? Detached.
From material enjoyment.
What do you say?
A person has completely detached himself from material enjoyment.
Is?
Niskinchanasya.
Niskinchana. Which was? Yes. Any translation?
Greater lamenting, the Lord then informs Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Yeah.
Alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification, and seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly.
That is worse than Chaitanya Chandrodaya Mahatava. Iskintanasya bhagavata bhajanam makhasya paramparam jijimishwar bhavasagarasya sandarsanam visayanam atha jositancha hahanta hanta visabhakyana. So, up to a sadhu, he says. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami's lecture. Visayajin satyam ku kashto diye. Rupa rasa sabda sparsa gondho torangayito yam ku dhakka diye. Eti pahi visayya bauchit nuye. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaile bhavasagara sampurna rupe parva pahi yaman kar ichha. Epari bhagavat bhajanan mukha. Niskinchana vyaktigananga pakhyare, visayidarsana, sridarsana, visabhakhyana pakhya, madhyam sadhu. Mahaprabhu's instruction. Prabhupada has quoted. Prabhupada has quoted here. One who wants, Mahaprabhu said, niskinchanasya bhagavadvajanam bhukhasya. One who wants to go back home, back to Godhead, must be niskinchana, free from all affinity. For material enjoyment. This is quotation from Chaitanya Chandra Chandrodaya Mahatava. This all objects of enjoyment. Form, taste, sound, touch.
smell or what is called. Five objects of enjoyment, they are coming like waves in this material world, the material ocean of, dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. This materialism is like a dreadful ocean. The ocean, there are waves. These are waves, isn't it? Waves are coming. The form, taste, sound, thoughts, smell, coming like waves and dances. You understand? Against us. Therefore, one should not be attached to it. The objects of sense enjoyment. You follow? Don't run after these objects of sense enjoyment. Those are very, very, very eager to go back home, back to Godhead, completely renouncing all connection with material world. It aims at giving one the facility to return home back to Godhead, which one cannot do without completely renouncing all connections with the material world. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Very serious, very eager to go back home back to Godhead, he should not be tossed. He'll completely renounce all connections with the material world. You are very eager to have to cross this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, go back home back to Godhead. So for them, they should not to see even a person attached to me. See a woman. You understand? So to see a woman. See a materialistic person attached to man. What is that? If he does like that, it is what? Bishvakhyana, abominable.
More abominable than drinking poison willingly.
Yes. This is like drinking poison willingly, more abominable like that than that. You understand? Who is very, very eager to go back home back to Godhead. For him. You understand? Understand something? So, not to see a materialistic person, not to see a woman. We are seeing so much materialistic person and woman. And then we are drinking dreadful poison. More than that. How can we go back home back to Godhead? Then we become blind. Like Billomangal become blind. Not to see. We become blind. Do you mean by that? Do you mean? What do you say? We see all these things, they are all coming here. So many materialistic persons, so many women are here, coming, and some sleep dieting in the temple also, some. So we should not see, we should become blind. No! What does mean? This word is purpose, tattva here. Means you should see. There is one connection. Prabhupada says, renounce, completely renouncing all material connections. Every body, everything is connected with Krishna. That we'll see. We should develop some vision. We'll develop some vision. Every body is connected with Krishna. And there is only one relationship with Krishna. Yes. Whatever you see and find, these are all permanently for Krishna's enjoyment. Krishna is only enjoyer. Jiva is not enjoyer. Jiva cannot be enjoyer. You follow me? One who develops complete Krishna consciousness, only he can develop some vision or he can say so. Although nobody can say so. Everybody says, yes, this is mine, home is mine, heart is mine, wife is mine, son, daughter, material wealth, asset, bank balance, everything mine, that's all meant for my enjoyment. Isn't it? Who says this for Krishna's enjoyment? Does anybody say? Premji? Premji is, what is that?
pornographic magazines, enjoyment, TV show, enjoyment. Dog cannot say, hog cannot say. A human being is completely Krishna conscious, only he can say. He has developed some vision. It is Krishna. Oh, it is Krishna. It's all perfectly for Krishna's enjoyment. Not for my enjoyment. It doesn't belong to me. I belong to Krishna. How I should be enjoyed by Krishna? He thinks like that. Whatever is available, he engages everything. He likes everything for Krishna's enjoyment. And women are there. Then how he looks at women? See, he's not blind. He must look at them. Oh, so nice. Lady, woman, such beauty, she has, oh, Krishna will enjoy her. This is Krishna's enjoyment, this is Krishna's met servant. Yeah, she thinks like that and sees in that way. Understand me? My point is not blind, he is not blind himself, like Bimba Manga. You see, oh, yes, this nice, beautiful woman, such beauty. Oh, this is a fragment of Krishna's beauty. And Krishna is the enjoyer. She should be enjoyed by Krishna. Yes. Krishna's jiva. Krishna's met servant. Krishna will enjoy and be happy. He looks in that way. He sees the woman in that way. Understand? That vision, that angle of vision. Understand my language? Is not, we should not see. Look at it. I will look at it. But how you look at it? Oh! As soon as one sees a beautiful woman, immediately the desire of enjoyment crops up in his heart, isn't it? Automatic, it is automatic. Immediately. Yes, it is objective enjoyment. Oh, nice woman, I'll enjoy. It comes up. Then that is Visarachyam, more of you know than drinking poison voluntarily. Oilingly, you see. That is what. He's very eager to go back home, back to God. He sees this thing in that way. Understand me? But how, what sort of vision will develop? That is instruction. It's develop complete Krishna consciousness. See Krishna everywhere, how everything and everybody is connected with Krishna. No material connection. Perfect eternal relationship. Everything belongs to Krishna. Whatever you see and find, these are all perfect level. Krishna's enjoyment. Yes. Krishna is enjoyer. Jiva is not enjoyer. Jiva cannot be enjoyer. A complete Krishna conscious person thinks like that. Your devotee thinks like that. His angle of vision is this. He sees things in this perspective. Understand me? He never says it's for my enjoyment. No, it's Krishna's enjoyment. And when he sees a beautiful lady, woman, he sees in that angle of vision. Oh, this is a fragment of beauty of Krishna. It's Krishna's made servant. And she should be enjoyed by Krishna. Yes, she should be enjoyed by Krishna. It's Krishna's object of enjoyment, not my object of enjoyment. He sees a lady, beautiful woman, that's vision. Do you understand? He doesn't see a man like an ordinary person sees as the object of enjoyment. That is what he said, one should not see. Not that we'll blind ourselves, no. We'll see, but how we can see? What sort of vision will develop? That's the question. Understand me? My point. That training we give here, Guru gives, yes. Guru has developed that vision, and he gives that instruction, and he gives training how to develop this. Yes. Then you'll never be bound up. You are not attached now. Only attachment is Krishna. You follow? So this is your teaching. Therefore he says, this kinchanasya bhagavadavaran mukhasya. Go back home, back to Godhead. One must be free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Must be niskinchana, free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Who is niskinchana? Who is niskinchana?
person who's completely detached himself from material enjoyment.
Yes. Who is it? Some jnanis are there. Huh? Do you know? Jnanis? Yes, that is detachment also, jnanis. Huh? Isn't it? The jnanis, some jnanis are there. They have developed detachment also. Huh? They have no attachment to this objects of material enjoyment. They have already tested it. No more, no more stinging, stinging. Was that sting? Oh! No more eating. Ball-like. Fruit. Ball-like said, huh? Isn't it? Eating ball-like. Very sweet. Stinging. Oh! No more, no more. Isn't it? All in? No more, no more. So jnanis have developed detachment. Yes. Some jnanis also have developed detachment. Yeah? But they have not developed attachment to lotus feet of Krishna, for trouble is there with them, because they are not bhakta. Understand? It's not that only you develop detachment towards this material world, that's dangerous, Baba. Unless you develop strong attachment to lotus feet of Krishna, it is not proper detachment. It is phalgu vairagya, yes, phalgu. Hypocrisy. And there is a river, in Bihar, known as Phalgu River. It seems completely dry, no water at all. It's dry. Just remove little sand, so much water inside. Yes, so much water. It's only deceiving. Seems dry, no water, but remove lost little sand, you'll get so much water inside. It's not deceiving. Phalgu vairagya means cheaters, hypocrites. They are all deceiving. Taken up, this jnana is taken up sannyas, karma sannyas, yes. But great cheaters. So much desires in them. Yes. Unfulfilled desires. Taking up sannyas. Then fall down. Develop real detachment. That means develop strong attachment to lotus feet Krishna and the real attachment to material world. Oh, there is no attachment. But that is a bhakta, pure devotee only. Niskinsana. Who have developed strong attachment to lotus feet of Krishna, is free from all material desires, desire for material enjoyment, desire for liberation only. Even he is real niskinsana. Shastra says, na jesaṁ bhajan ādanya cikirsita abhipsidam jigyāsitañca kiñcit geñyā niskiñcana buddhai. You have that verse? No. This is shastra says. Na jesaṁ bhajanā danya cikirsitam abhipsidam jigyāsitañca kiñcit geñyā niskiñcana buddhai. That means, whose only business is Krishna bhajan. Bhajanāt annyutikirsitam abhisritam. Those business only, Krishna bhajan is only business. No other business. One was. No other desire he has. He never asks for any object of enjoyment. Do you understand? Completely free from all sorts of material desires. Even desires for material liberation, his only occupation is Krishna bhajan, nothing else. The learned scholars, pandits say, he is niskinsana. He is niskinsana. Understand? He is niskinsana. You follow? He says, oh, such a fool. He's such a fool. Great Paul, Mr. Mark Garden, Mr. Allen, so much attached. They are so much attached to human heart, wife, son, daughter, objects of material enjoyment. Not engaged in bhajan. They have gotten really achieved human heart, but not engaged in bhajan. So the great Paul, Mr. Renje, such an iskinsal sadhu says, Dullaba mana badanama Laviya samsare Dullaba mana badanama Laviya samsare Krishna nabho yinu dukho Kohiru kare Krishna nabho yinu dukho Kohiru kare Bhakti Vinod Thakur's son is there, huh? Such a fool, huh? Great fool is great fool. Such a distressed person, huh? He has gotten such a really achieved body, human body, but not engaged in Krishna bhaja, huh? He is mad after this material enjoyment, huh? Isn't it? Runs after this sound, touch, form, huh? Rupa Rasa Gandha, form, sound, taste, touch, runs after, huh? Runs after how to eat that ball-like food, ball-like, it's a couple of medicine, runs after that, isn't it? Huh? Sadhusi is such a great distressed person, not doing bhajan, Krishna bhajan, suffering so much distress. If you ask him, how are you? I'm fine. Is it fool's paradise? Fool's paradise. Not real paradise, fool's paradise. This is suffering, but saying I'm happy. Sadhu's vision is that. Not engaged in bhajan, engaged in enjoyment, material enjoyment, comes after this form, sound, thought. Huh? Taste. Why not? Running after how to eat that ball-like fruit. Huh? Round shaped fruit. Very nice, isn't it? A great fool. Such a distressed person. But he is so careless. No suffering. Then no, I am suffering. No, I am enjoying. Fool's paradise, fool's paradise. Sadhu sees this place here. Therefore sadhu goes to him, to Satgrihastha. Oh, bhai, what is it? Mahavitranam mundanam gruhinam dina tetasam nisrayasaya bhagavan annyatha kalpate kuchit. What? Tenth canto. Bhagavan, Bhagavatam. Mahat, Mahatma sadhu. What is his vision? Mahavitaranam nunam gruhinam dina tetasam nisrayasaya bhagavan annyatha kalpate kuchit. Is a grihastha. Such a great fool he is. He's so much satas, there was so much satas went to his human heart. His body, bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, family, members saying, I, mine. Isn't it? Suffering so much. Still he is careless. He cannot understand how he's suffering. The sadhu sadhu dina kinchana sadhu, understand how kinchana? So sadhus go to the doorstep of such grihasthas. Those are really suffering. There was such strong attachment, home and heart, in order to shower mercy on them, to inculcate Krishna consciousness onto them, they go there to the doorstep of such householder. So he sees a interesting person, so. But he doesn't go there, this is a very wealthy man, I'll go there, so he can feed me sumptuously, he'll give me nice donation, good dakshina, pranami, I'll get such thing. No, then that is visabhakshana, that is, willingly drinking poison, dreadful poison. No, his vision is different, understand? Understand the purpose? This is perfect, Tattva Vichar. Mahatma Sadhu goes there. He is half pleased to see this offering yourself, Grihastha. Dino Chetana Grihastha, such stupid, whole Grihastha, attached to home and heart, attached to objects of sense enjoyment, offering. He goes there to serve his mercy and Krishna consciousness unto him. Not for other purposes he goes there. He is not. He is akinchana, niskinchana. Mahanta suhavai karite pamo nijo karjana antabu dhantarva. This is the nature of a Mahatma, Mahatma suhava. Karite pamo to deliver him. To deliver to such full grihastha, so much past grihastha, suffering, distressed person, to go there, to inculcate Krishna consciousness, to deliver him. Do you understand? This is the nature of Mahatma. This is akinchana, niskinchana. Akinchana, niskinchana. That is sadhu, Mahatma. This is what is quoted here. There is no material connection. Only one connection with lotus feet of Krishna. No other connection. It's completely free. Announce all connection with the material world. This is niskinchana. Free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Yes, he is fully involved, he is completely 100% engaged in devotional service, he is in Brahman platform. You understand? This is the only first paragraph I explained. So long for coming there. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. Open for the first paragraph. Then another point is there also, Prabhupada quoted. Nishraya Saya. That I have not explained also. Not completely explained.
It will take 1 week, I say.
I want to explain completely. It will take 1 week time. 1 week. In 9:30. I began class at 8. 3.5 hours. Daily 3.5 hours, 1 week. In 4 complete explanations. So, I can understand Prabhupada's purpose. Can you understand?
We heard Brahmaya Shala Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas, he preached to Sachi Mata and his wife, and by his preaching, they became realized the temporary bodily attachments. And that. So we're thinking, anyone who heard you speaking today also.
No more wickedness? Hello.
He's given it to you, isn't it?
The jnanis of the time Brahmananda, they're not really detached at all.
Hypocrites, cheaters, only cheating. Phalgu vairagya. Phalgu vairagya. Not showing, we are renounced. But inside, so many desires. You just remove little sand, so much water, but the river seems dry. That is vairagya. Sitting vairagya, monkey vairagya. Yes. Narkot vairagya. That's not real vairagya.
An example is the cane field that burns to the ground. Like Jnana Prayaschitta, the
cane field. Jnana Prayaschitta, like that.
Sometimes when someone may say, well, even though someone is not qualified, he may take sannyas, and it's good, because he may serve his guru for some time in a preaching mission, and then even if he has some fall down still, there's some benefit.
Very good, yes. Folding danda, feeling, throwing danda, catching woman. Very nice danda. Very good. Serving. What service it is, Baba? A service?
Yeah, it's so important to condemn oneself after eating that laddu you were speaking about.
Yes.
It's so important for the devotee to feel like,
wow, I've been so wrong.
Yes.
I'm such a fool.
Yes, such a fool I am.
condemn oneself, yes. It's not the truth. Yeah.
I'm not serving Guru and Krishna, I'm serving my family members.
Yeah. All are running. Yeah, so many running after that round saved fruit. Isn't it? So much attractive round saved fruit.
Force him to stay next to that round-shaped fruit till he's completely...
Therefore this system is there. Uh-huh. 50th year, I have to leave it, Baba. Mm-hmm. No more staying.
What if after 2 years, someone says no more staying?
Nonsense. No 2 years. As soon as possible, leave it. rather remember it. Oh, so much crying, whole night I was crying. So much stinging, what stinging? Runs. No more. Just now I'm leaving. So suffering says enjoy. Full paradise. Yeah. Huh? Full paradise. Huh? That's a false song. Yes?
You were just explaining that the perfect Grihastha is like a brahmachari.
Yes.
How is it that it is saying, or it is said that the spiritual advancement is very slow?
Hmm? What's that?
So saying his spiritual advancement is very slow in Grihastha.
Who is our past?
Who is it?
Yes. He's not gross as grow maybe. Yeah, grow brother. Who is real gross, so he's very rapid. Like Srivas Thakur. Huh? Yeah. Many Grihastha devotees, very... Raya Ramananda is Grihastha. Not sannyasi. Mahaprasa is better than Sudhira to me. I'm sannyasi. I've taken a sannyasi. Huh? Still, when I see a woman, my mind agitates. But he's not agitated at all. He's more than me. Though he's Grihastha. Mahaprasa said that. When he sent, Mahaprabhu sent to whom? Padyumna Mishra. Yes. Sent Padyumna Mishra. Huh? Go to Raya Ramananda. Take lessons from him. Huh? So, at that time Raya Ramananda was staying in Puri in that garden, Jagannath Ballo garden. He has written that drama, Jagannath Ballo drama. And you are giving training to young girls, maiden girls. Personal giving training. How they will sing and dance before Jagannath, for the pleasure of Jagannath. Huh? He was giving training, some young girls, very young girls, 16-year-old young girls, beautiful young girls. So then Mr. went there, saw, he had allowed them to sit on his lap, and he's massaging the naked limbs of their bodies. Do you understand? Because the limbs will be well shaped, dance and posture, this thing, that, like this, myself. He's massaging, I'm giving set. It's for pleasure of Jagannath. We'll take part in drama. But Padyumna Mishra had different vision. He said, what is this? Mahaprabhu sent me. Such a person is so much attached to young girls. Huh? So desire for enjoyment, sexual desire, enjoyment. Huh? Desire for sexual enjoyment is that he has allowed this young girls sitting on his lap, massaging their naked limbs. He thought in his mind and went back. Mahaprabhu knows everything. Mahaprabhu is Lord, he's in the heart. Huh? Mahaprabhu chastised him. Hey! What do you think? Huh? I am sannyasi. Still, I have taken up sannyasi. Still, when I see a woman, my mind agitates. is not a sannyasi. But he is more than me. He has no list attachment at all. Completely detached, completely free from all this material desire or desire, the sexual desire, he has allowed those young girls sit on his lap and massaging the neck and limbs of the body. His mind is not agitated at all. You understand? Completely thinking of Jagannath, how Jagannath could be happy. They'll put up a nice dance, nice limbs, well formed. All thought is there. Not to say that, he's more than me. I'm sannyasi, but my mind agitates. But his mind never agitates. Though he is doing that thing, you see, how detached he is. Understand? So, such a grasper. He is a real grasper. He is a real grasper. Can you find such a grasper? No.
Yeah.